Coach Rake took us off to an old church camp over in Page County for August drills, and after 4 days, the squad was down to 30. After a week, we were down to 25, and some of us were beginning to wonder if we'd survive long enough to field a team. The practices were beyond brutal. The bus from Messina left every afternoon, and we were free to get on it. After 2 weeks, the bus was empty, and it stopped running. The boys who quit came home telling horror stories of what was happening at Camp Rake, as it was soon called. Our parents were alarmed. My mother told me later she felt like I was off at war. Unfortunately, I've seen war, and I would prefer it over Camp Rake. We broke camp with 21 players, 21 kids who'd never been in such great shape. We were small and slow and didn't have a quarterback, but we were convinced. Our first game was at home against Fulton, a team that had embarrassed us the year before. I'm sure some of y'all remember it. We led 20-0 at halftime, and Ray cussed us because we'd made some mistakes. His genius was simple. Stick to the basics and work nonstop until you can execute them perfectly. Lessons I have never forgotten. We won that game, and we were celebrating in the locker room when Rake walked in, told us to shut up. Evidently, our execution had not been perfect. He told us to keep the gear on. And after the crowd left, we came back to this field and practiced until midnight. We ran two plays until all 11 guys got everything perfect. Our girlfriends were waiting. Our parents were waiting. It was nice to win the game. But folks were beginning to think Coach Rake was crazy. The players already knew it. We won 8 games that year, lost only 2, and the legend of Eddie Rake was born. My senior year, we lost 1 game. Then in 1960, Coach Rake had his first undefeated season. I was away at college and couldn't get home every Friday, though I desperately wanted to. When you play for Rake, you join an exclusive little club, and you follow the teams that come behind you. For the next 32 years, I followed Spartan football as closely as possible. I was here, sitting up there in the bleachers, when the great streak began in 64, and I was at South Wayne when it ended in 1970. Along with y'all, I watched the great ones play: Wally Webb, Roman Armstead, Jesse Trapp, Neely Crenshaw. On the walls of my cluttered office hang the photos of all 34 of Rake's teams. He would send me a picture of the team every year. Often when I should be working, I'll light my pipe and stand before them and look at the faces of all the young men he coached. Skinny white boys in the 1950s with crew cuts and innocent smiles. Shaggier ones in the 1960s, fewer smiles, determined looks. You can almost see the ominous clouds of war and civil rights in their faces. Black and white players smiling together in the 70s and 80s, much bigger kids, with fancier uniforms. Some were the sons of boys I played with. I know that every player looking down from my walls was indelibly touched by Eddie Rake. They ran the same plays, heard the same pep talks, got the same lectures, endured the same brutal drills in August. And every one of us at some time became convinced that we truly hated Eddie Rake. Then we were gone. Our pictures hang on the walls, and we spend the rest of our lives hearing the sound of his voice in the locker room, longing for the days when we called him Coach. Most of those faces are here today, slightly older, grayer, some a bit heavier, all sadder as we say goodbye to Coach Rake. And why do we care? Why are we here? Why are the stands once again filled and overflowing? Well, I will tell you why. Few of us will ever do anything that will be recognized and remembered by more than a handful of people. We are not great. We may be good, honest, fair, hardworking, loyal, kind, generous, and very decent, or we may be otherwise, but we are not considered great. Greatness comes along so rarely that when we see it, we want to touch it. Eddie Rake allowed us, players and fans, to touch greatness, to be a part of it. He was a great coach who built a great program and a great tradition and gave us all something great, something we will always cherish. Hopefully, most of us will live long, happy lives, but we will never again be this close to greatness. That's why we're here. Whether you loved Eddie Rake or you didn't, you cannot deny his greatness. He was the finest man I've ever met. My happiest memories are of wearing the green jersey and playing for him on this field. I long for those days. I can hear his voice, feel his wrath, smell his sweat, see his pride. I will always miss the great Eddie Rake. He paused, then bowed and abruptly backed away from the microphone as a light, almost awkward applause crept through the crowd. As soon as he sat down, a thick-chested black gentleman in a gray suit stood and marched with great dignity to the podium. Under his jacket was a green jersey. He looked up and gazed upon the crowd packed tightly together. "Good afternoon," he announced with a voice that needed no microphone. "I'm Reverend Collis Suggs of the Bethel Church of God in Christ here in Messina.